Country entering another period of hot, dry weather, there's been a warning that water supplies are coming under pressure. Irish Water says the situation remains under constant supervision. Tom Cuddy is head of asset operations with Irish Water. He's with us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
What's the situation at the moment? Are some areas running low?
Well, across Europe and the UK, as we're aware, there are significant water shortages. In Ireland, it's relatively stable at this stage. 13 of our 750 water supplies, we have modest interventions ongoing. But it's been a dry year so far, particularly in the south and the Midlands. Our sources are dropping and demand is increasing. It's increasing in general and in particular in holiday resort type areas and agricultural areas. And so we are taking some modest interventions, as I say.
And when you say modest interventions, what does that mean?
Well, essentially, at this stage, it means that these are interventions where there is little or no impact on most of the customers. So, for example, we are tankering water to reservoirs. We are managing the pressure on the networks. We are bringing into supply backup sources. We are cross-connecting between adjacent water supply schemes. So we're able to manage with the assets we have at the moment for where we've come to this stage. But of course, with the hot spell coming up, we are watching this space and we're encouraging people to support us and to continue to use water responsibly.
Is there then a danger that further measures will have to be introduced over the coming weeks?
Well, at this stage, as I say, things are relatively stable and we have quite a number of measures in place. We have a significant watch list and we are monitoring all of our supplies. So we don't anticipate in the near future having to take any drastic measures. But of course, the more people help themselves, the more they will sustain the situation that's there at the moment. We do notice when we get very hot weather that we get peaks in demand. And in many of our situations, we have quite small headroom. We have more substantial in other areas. So in areas where we are at our limit already, if people use excessive water, well, then that's going to challenge both their neighbours, themselves, and later on in the year.
And how then would somebody know if they're in an area where there's pressure already?
Well, we do notify locally, so we keep people up to date in the local media. But of course, every area is really under pressure because at this time of year, there's an annual trend, a seasonal trend, where the supplies diminish right through until September, October. And really, it's only when the winter rains come that all of our supplies recover. People will realise themselves if they're in a resort area where the population might double or treble or there's a big festival. And of course, in agricultural areas, not only is it an increased demand on our sources, but also a lot of the private supplies, the private wells dry up as well. So very quickly, a situation can escalate in a rural area, particularly at the edge of a network.
What's your advice then to people? Because, you know, the gardens are still going to be watered and the paddling pools are coming out. And, you know, it's a time when there's a lot of demand for water.
Yeah, well, we would encourage everybody to continue to use water responsibly. And there's a lot of measures that people can undertake. We have a lot of information on our website. In the house, they can minimise the running of taps and the duration of showers and even the flushing of toilets. And it's very important to use full loads in washing machines and dishwashers. That will save water, it'll save electricity, it'll save money. In the garden in particular, that's where we would see big jumps when the weather improves. And really, people can minimise their watering of plants. They can reuse water from the kitchen, for example. Definitely invest in a rainwater butt. It might not be going to rain in the next couple of weeks, but that really is a big help. I see the rainwater butt at my own house is full at the moment, so I'd be able to use that if I need. And check for leaks as well if people have very low pressure. We have a first fix free scheme, so people can be supported on that. They can dial our number 1-800-278-278 to report the leak they see or any problem they have on their own property.
As you mention leaks, there is an ongoing problem. How much treated water is being wasted because of the problems we have with leaks?
Well, essentially, we have a very old network and leaks appear and keep occurring. So we have a huge programme of leak investigation and repair going on, and we've been increasing our investment in that area over the past few years. We're now spending over 100 million per year on that. There's of the order of 100 new leaks every week.
Is it still the case that about a third of treated water goes to waste?
The number is dropping very significantly. 5 or 6 years ago, it was up to 48%. And now it's well down below 40%. It's about 35% on average at the moment. And we're continuing to drive it down. So we're getting great return. And of course, as I say, according as we're repairing leaks, more leaks are occurring. But more and more, we're diminishing the size of those leaks. We're managing the network. We're finding the hotspot areas. So we're ensuring that areas that are very significant leakage areas are not having recurring issues. So our overall progress is very positive there, and we're continuing to invest.
Tom Cuddy of Irish Water, thanks for being with us this morning.